Hey guys, Fabrizio Romano here. Welcome back on the Here We Go podcast, as always, with Socios as our partner. And today we have the pleasure to have a conversation with an important manager, Leonid Slutsky. He did a great job at Rubin Kazan and many other clubs around Europe, developing many and many talents. And so it's time to speak about Kvitchak Kvaratskhelia, who was with him at Rubin Kazan, and now he's doing fantastic with Napoli, also in Champions League, but also Gerard Bowen, who was with him at Hull City, and Martin Odegaard, but many, many others. Let's enter into these secrets. So, Leonid, let's start with the training, because I think that is always important for people from an important manager like you to understand something about how is the player also in training, because now we can see his skills. But how was Kvaratskhelia in training when he was with you, of course, at Rubin?
When I came in Rubin Kazan, Kvaratskhelia was very young, was the first, and second, I think 11. And for me, it was really very serious challenge because first time I worked in the team who had a relegation battle. Yes, and I had some doubts, right decision, wrong decision. Yes, I didn't know about right or wrong decision. But when we came for the first training session and I watched some moments with Kvaratskhelia, my first feeling, okay, it was nice choice. It was great choice. I don't know how it will be for the team, relegate or not relegate, but I will work with big brilliant because his talent, you can understand in 5 minutes after each training session. This is very, very simple situation. Okay. Yes. And of course, like each very talented players, he has some like special qualities and special behavior and special like a very, very pain moments. For example, on the first training session, it was contact, it was tackle from one place, and Kvara fell down and started crying. I thought, oh, impossible. It's the first training session and the best player, maybe ligament, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe
serious injury.
Broke legs, I don't know. But when he stand up in 1 minute and continue to play like nothing special, of course, I made a whistle and told, no, this is impossible. This is serious game. This is football. This is game for men. And if you are not ready, if you are like boy, not man, it's this is not good. And he had some really very strange situation. First, he couldn't stand the pain. Absolutely, yes. Each tackle with his crying, with his very difficult situation. This is first. Second, if we're talking about football, he didn't know how to use the best qualities, the best skills, because he used dribbles everywhere, doesn't matter. He had free spaces, not free spaces. He moved forward, or he moved, for example, down. Yes, it's always a dribble from 10 players, or 5 players, or 1 player, it doesn't matter. And next problem, he always tried to avoid contact, to avoid tackles. Yes, it was also a big problem because you understand, if you have a fantastic dribbles, if you have a fantastic qualities, it means it will be a lot of tackles against you.
Yes,
and he tried to avoid this situation. Maybe started to dribble early, or maybe try to ball out for 10 meters more than usual. But in any case, it's like I understood two ways. First, yes, I will work with brilliant players. God kiss him. This is 100%. Yes, and second moment, with this player without roof. Yes.
Okay.
He can improve till the sky. Yes, this is first way.
Okay.
And second, because if God give you something and he also don't give you something. Yes, it's a no patience, he couldn't stand the pain, tried to avoid tackles, yes, and a lot of another, minuses, yes, and it was special program for Kvaratskhelia. We spoke a lot, We had individual tactical lessons. I tried to put him out from the training session if he started to cry.
Okay.
And he started to fight between, because he likes football like child. For this is like his Disneyland.
Yes.
And if you start to cry, you go out from the training session and you don't receive, you don't go to Disneyland again.
Yes.
He started to think, oh, maybe cry, maybe not cry today because I want to train and I want to play in football. And it was really a very big job, not only on the football pitch, because really, talent 100%. And I know his father, he developed him a lot. He gives him dribbles, like individual skills and everything. But if we are talking about character, if we are talking about situation when possible to use his qualities or not, we needed a lot of job in this situation. And I'm really very thankful Kvara, because we had a very good contact. We had a very close relationship. And after each training session, I explained about everything, about contacts, about injury, about pain, about patience, about character, about how possible to use his movement everywhere. And I think if we try to speak about his weaknesses right now,
yes.
If, for example, right now you will speak with Luciano Spalletti, not with me, of course, first he will tell you about, okay, with his defense. Yes, of course, yes. And right now, which is, I think, in three times better when we started to work. When we started to work,
yes.
It was zero defense, absolutely. Right now, he can stay in the zone. He can move, he can make tackles sometimes. And the most important, right now, almost each his decision, which is the right decision. If dribbles, which is really very understandable dribbles,
yes.
Not everywhere,
yes.
Not in each situation. He keeps a lot of balls for one touch, for falls, yes. And right
yes.
Now, is completely different level of a player, and I watched all games. We spoke after each game,
okay.
Like on message or by phone, and we tried to analyze the situation. Of course, this is Luciano's boss. And,
of course, as a friend, yes.
Yes, yes, I tried to help him from my side.
Sure.
Yes, and help, of course, if I helped him, it's I automatically help Napoli with the situation.
Sure.
Yes,
but you feel that he can become.
I don't need thank you from Luciano.
Ah, I know. But you feel that Kvara can become one of the best in the world, really, maybe in a few years with a lot of work. You think it's possible for him to become, I don't know, for example, in the 20 players list for the Ballon d'Or one day?
I think yes, because I told you at the beginning of our conversation,
mm-hmm.
He doesn't have a roof. Yes, it's for example, yes. Fast, intelligent, dribbles. He can dribble in the both sides. This is very important. Not only
yes.
For right leg and for left legs. Yes, he can finish like direct streak, like a streak like from the like oversize or inside.
Yes.
Yes, like he can do it everything. Very good physically. He can be more effective in defense. He understands football very well. And very important, really, he's big fanatic of football, very
yes.
Professional. Because when we started to work, it was child. Yes, it's a child.
Yes.
For him, football, it was like game. Yes, it's like a shop for the toys.
Yes.
it was like whiz. It's true, absolutely true. But right now, for example, he's always working with physio. He takes personal physios who worked in Rubin Kazan.
Yes.
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 He took him like professional physio.
Okay.
It's a preparation, like pre-activation. It's a special work in the gym. And right now he's very professional. He continued to be a child on the pitch. Yes, because he loves football. Without anything, doesn't matter
yes.
The level of the contract, doesn't matter, I don't know, this is bonuses or not bonuses.
Yes, yes.
He
yes.
Likes football like with his first love in his life. And I think he has a very good potential, and he can be one of the best in the world. Why not?
Yes, yes, yes. And it's true that also while he was at Rubin Kazan with you, he had the chance to go to the Premier League, no? Because I still remember about Tottenham, we had many rumors. Why you think, and also why you think he didn't end up in Premier League? Because it's surprising that Napoli were very good on this deal, but why Premier League clubs didn't decide to go and sign him at the right moment? Because it was a great opportunity, no?
Okay, really, after first very successful season in Rubin, it was a lot of gossip around him. And not only gossip, some clubs really interesting. But because Price, he's not cheap player, yes?
Yeah, sure.
Not also extra. For me, it was normal money, but to be honest, for young player, only after first season, he didn't have a fantastic statistics. It was
yes.
only 4 goals and 3 assists. This is not fantastic statistics. And I think some clubs had a lot of doubts, especially club like Tottenham. Yes, because you usually need the players who exactly will play at starting 11 immediately.
Yes, so yes.
You want to take players for 100% starting 11. And of course, each club had some doubts about, oh, maybe not fantastic statistics, maybe not good enough in defense. Sometimes it's like for brilliant players, sometimes, for example, in Russia also it was a big problem for Kvaratskhelia. Each defender tried to kick him out after first tackles.
Okay.
Because our referee, he's not controlling game very well. Because like I understand right now situation. First tackle against Kvaratskhelia, yellow card.
Yes, it's true. It's true.
If you remember, for example, against Milan.
Yes.
Two players,
3 yellow cards, yellow yes.
card, and substitution in the break time.
Yes.
And which is the right position, because if you're a good referee, you have to defend brilliant players, yes, because all people, all supporters go at the stadium not for looking for the only slight tackles.
Yes, it's true.
Good level of defending, yes, it's a
yeah, sure.
very, yes, very dirty players, you
sure.
know, in Russian Premier League a lot. And maybe this is also a little bit limited Kvara in Russian Premier League, but I was agreed. We spoke with him after this season, and I told him, you need to go for developing, because I worked in England, I work in Holland.
Yes.
Yes, I work with national team, and I know for developing, you always need to extra motivation.
Yes. Yes.
Because if you understand you are better than everyone in the team, it means you have to change the team, yes, which is a very simple rule.
Yes.
In this situation. And after he didn't go on the summertime, it was really, he was upset. And second season, some injuries, was very upset. A lot of gossip around him. He is not like a fundamental person, you understand?
Yes,
he's
yes.
only 20, and a lot of gossip around you. Everyone talking about this. And we spoke a lot about this situation. And it was also really very big job to come back him from the
yes.
English Premier League, in his mind, to a realistic life.
Yes.
Yeah, but finally, I think everything is good, because
yes.
in the right moment, he go in the right club and working with fantastic coach, fantastic club, fantastic league. And right now, he's absolutely happy, and he
yes.
wants to develop big and Champions League and everything, which is for me like your goal for fairy tale.
Yes, it's true.
He's very happy
yes.
to be in fairy tale right now.
Yes, 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 and we can feel. I ask you the final question on Kvara, then I go on some other players you developed, and then I let you go, and thanks again for your time. But I wanted to ask the final one on Kvara. I told you about Premier League and these clubs that were interested, but you think in the future, now, of course, as you say, Napoli's perfect place to grow and to show his skills again. But in the future, in some years, you think he's a player who can go there in the best league in the world to make an impact with his skills? You think he's kind of Premier League player for the future?
Fabrizio, if we're talking about level, yes, he can play everywhere. But
okay.
I think Serie A may be one of the best leagues in the world right now.
Sure.
And Napoli, who beat Liverpool, yes, it's also, I think, Napoli right now in top 10 clubs yes. in the world. And
You spoke to Kvara after that game, after Napoli-Liverpool
yes,
game?
Yes,
yes. What he said?
No, but right now, he thinks with his, like, he's not realistic life, yes? He's like always fairy tale or
yes.
something not realistic, yes? And it's,
yes.
for example, 3 months ago, you played in Russian Premier League, and right now you play against Liverpool.
Yes.
one of the best players in the world. And, of course, for him, this is a fantastic challenge, and I'm very happy. Because start, for him, it was very important. Because if he didn't start really good, for example, nervous or some mistake,
yes.
or sit on the bench, which is like for the people, you know, for created people, yes?
Yes.
If you do something right, you are like a bird, yes? You can fly and
yes.
everything is good.
Yes.
If something wrong, this is, you are a little bit moved down and start to be skeptic about yourself, yes? And I am really very nervous. And when I watch first games, and I am really very happy, it was fantastic start.
Yes.
Scored, assist, yes, Champions League game against Liverpool, and right now he's more not like serious. He can do it.
He feels that he's into this level, I think, no, into this league.
Yes,
he
yes,
feels
yes.
that he's right.
Before he thinks maybe he doesn't deserve
yes,
this level,
yes.
but right now he. Understand, okay, I deserve this role. Okay, next step, develop, and develop.
Because yes.
in each conversation, he always talking about, I will be better, I feel I can more, I can better, I know all my weaknesses, I try to walk a lot. Yes, it's which is very, like, very realistic view for his performance, which is very important.
Yes, 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 it's true. And thank you for sharing these insights on Kvara. I have a list of players you developed that is very long, but I wanted to focus on two players especially. Of course, I can mention many from Golovin, Dumbia, Keisuke Honda, of course, Musa, so many players. But the first one I wanted to ask is Jarrod Bowen, who is doing great in Premier League with West Ham, that is attracting a lot of interest from important clubs. He was with you at Hull City in your experience in England. What do you think about him? At which level you see him? And do you think he's ready for the next step? As we always have many rumors on maybe super top clubs. West Ham is a great club, of course, but super top clubs.
Okay. I think next in your list is Martin Odegaard, of course. And
yes.
if we try to compare with list, for me, and not only for me, and if you ask Kvara or if you ask Martin about how is your work with Leonid Slutsky,
mm-hmm.
how his influence on your career, and I am sure it will be fantastic evaluation, yes?
It's, sure.
And because we worked in very difficult and very important time, and quite a long time.
Yes.
If we are talking about Jared, yes, I worked with him 6 months in Hull City, and of course, he was not playing for not only starting 11. He was playing for the second team.
Yes.
The second team. But because Hull relegated, and we had a really very big problem with the squad, and he started to play all friendly games in the preseason. Jared, and in the preseason time, he was best striker in the team. He scored 4 goals in the friendly games. And for me, it was not choice. Okay. Jared, for me, after preseason,
mm-hmm.
it was absolutely played for starting 11. He scored first official goal in first game. It was fantastic also performance. And he has a fantastic skill because, which is only I try to, like, make analyze. For example,
mm-hmm.
Kvaratskhelia or Martin. We have a lot of skills. It's like I can continue a lot of skills. Jared, he's not fast. Yes, he's not big. He's not strong. But for example, he has a fantastic left foot. Yes, but he has a fantastic skill. He can score and assist.
Yes.
Almost each his action very effective. And for example, sometimes sometimes you're thinking, oh, Jared on the pitch or not? Yes, because you can forget about him.
Yes.
Some moments, he's not always inside the game, like Martin or Kvara, for example.
Yeah? Yes.
He can be not effective some moments or some minutes, but in one moment, with a goal or assist or create goal chance for the team. This is fantastic quality.
And yes.
He did with quality, and he proved with quality on the level on championship, like Serie B in Italy, yes?
Yes.
And he proved with level on English Premier League level. And I'm sure in each level when he will play, he can maybe one special skill, but this is fantastic skill. Mm-hmm. He can create moment with nothing, and he can be not effective all games. He not participate in all moments. I think if we try to analyze his actions with ball, absolutely average statistics will be.
Sure.
But his statistics, fantastic. And with statistics will be in each level. And because for football, goal and assist, I think the most important moment, I think he has a potential for developing, and he can be effective in each team. But also, each coach has to be like patience, yes, because
yes.
Not each moment will be brilliant. Maybe not if he's not score or assist, you can understand. This is not the most effective players, not a lot of runs, not a lot of tackles.
Yes,
yes, it's all qualities, a lot of qualities, absolutely average, but
yes.
He has a special skill. And this is a very important skill.
Yes, yes, yes. And thank you for telling us. And the final question I wanted to ask you, Leonid, is a very pleasure to speak with you, because we can see all the details of the players, and I love it. It's about a fantastic player like Martin Odegaard, that now he's a star, he's at Arsenal, he's a captain. So I wanted to ask you two quick things about him. The first one, if you expected him to become this kind of player, Premier League club, top club like Arsenal, ready to have this kind of impact, and if you think it's a mistake from Real Madrid to let him go.
About second question, historically, he didn't have a good contact with Real. Sometimes, you know, this is like, you understand, this is not my club.
Yes.
No, because it's okay. It was way bought him for a fantastic money. Martin was the most expensive teenager in the world. He has a lot of expectation, a lot of everything, but. Not successful, first loan, second loan, third loan, fourth loan, because, for example, he was two times on the loan in Herenveen,
yes.
One time in Vitesse, and Real Sociedad, and Arsenal also,
yes.
On loan.
Yes.
Yes, and you understand, if always loan, maybe this is not your club, like karma situation, yes, you understand?
Yes.
Not because,
yes.
Of course, Real, fantastic, maybe the biggest club in the world.
It's about the feeling you have, yes.
Yes, and always when he came back and we spoke with him, he told me, I don't do really, I'm not sure for which is the right decision or wrong decision. Because if you had not good experience in one place, in one club, in one situation, in one family,
yes.
Better to change something. Because you always thinking, no, this is not my place. I don't know, this is very... this is unconsciously,
yes, yes.
You understand,
it's yes.
Not like special, this is in his mind, and I think this is not a right decision, not drawing decision, this is only one decision, which is change club. For Real, he has a lot of good players, we have a lot of good players, and we receive normal money, and also for Martin, because when he go out, he's like, try to...
It's like you feel free, no? Feel free from this loan.
Like breathe on 100%.
Yes.
Life on 100%.
Yes.
Yes, and if we are talking about my expectation, because mm-hmm. when we started to work, it was two loans in here and then. It was absolutely unsuccessful time in his life. Only 3 points, goal plus pass in here and then. And we started to work when he was in absolutely low level in his mentality.
Okay.
He's very clever. He's maybe the most clever player what I worked together. He finished very serious like university, as also not typical for the players.
Yes.
He can speak each thing about theater, about scientists, about everything. It was very interesting.
Okay.
And when we started to work, I tried to understand what's happened. Yes, because, okay, I understand, fantastic player, and he has a lot of qualities, but why he's not effective? Why two seasons not good on loan in Heerenveen? And I find a very interesting detail, because each coach looking for Martin, like, we see you, the most expensive teenager football player in the world. Okay, show me what you want. And each coach expects what Martin take the ball.
And wins the game alone.
Dribbles 10 players and finish. Yes? And I told him, Martin, for me, you are absolutely normal player. For you, it will be the same demands like for everyone here. I don't expect from the you like fantastic dribble and you can score each game 3 goals. For example, I tried to help you, and for me, you are normal man. And because he started to be absolutely abnormal when he was, I don't know, 10 years or 11, for his, it was like, also he was, oh, okay, thank you very much.
Finally.
He's tired, he's tired for extra expectation around him. When we started to work, he was not player in national team, not successful long 2 times. And we started step by step, he's top professional. Till 5 o'clock, he always in the gym. We sit together in the gym. We spoke a lot about each situation, about his developing, about Walt, about everything, about national team, about expectation. And step by step, of course, in the test, it was fantastic season, 25 points, goal plus pass. Everyone talking only about Martin. After this year, Ajax wanted to take him, a lot of clubs, and next season in Real Sociedad, which is finally he proved his very high level.
Yes.
And I'm really very proud, because it was maybe the most dangerous moment in his career when we met together. And he also very thankful. When we are talking, he always talking, oh, coach, thank you. Shut up. Okay, you told me thank you one time. This is more than enough. Yes. Okay, we are speaking about football, about everything, about future, girlfriend.
Yes.
And for me, he's very intelligent. He's very creative. And also, for me, he can play in each level.
Yes. Okay.
Right now, he's captain and one of the best players in Arsenal. Arsenal, I hope, will be in top 3 club in England, and it means automatically he's very important and crucial player for one of the best team in the world.
Yes, I agree, and really congrats, because it's impressive to see how many players you developed, and it was a pleasure to discuss with you on all these players, and I'm sure there will be many others. So really congrats for everything, and thank you for
thank
your
you,
time.
Fabrice.
And so it was a pleasure to have Leonis Luski as our guest on the Here We Go podcast. It was a super pleasure to discuss all the details, all the stories about Kvaratskhelia, Bowen, Odegaard and others. And so see you soon, guys, again, as always, here on the Here We Go podcast.